So there is a headline I read. Benny linked to Bafana creates a stir in local football circles. So apparently there were reports that were leaked that Benny McCarthy was signed as the new Bafana coach. And the SAFA then released a scathing statement on Sunday, as I read on News 24, about the widespread speculation on whether Benny will be named the new Bafana head coach. What is the problem? Why are people so upset about this? I've invited Tashrik Vardin from Sports 24. Tashrik, good evening, and thank you so much for joining me. Why all the hullabaloo over Benny McCarthy possibly being named the new Bafana head coach?
I love it. Hullabaloo. Exactly. That's a perfect word. Because, I mean, we're going on about almost 2 months now without the Bafana coach. And hopefully, by the end of this week, we'll be either chatting to Benny McCarthy or, you know, wondering who is the Bafana coach. That's the question right now. Because, as you pointed out, they released a scathing statement yesterday stating that they don't want to sort of derail AmaZulu's title challenge for Mamelodi Sundowns. And it's going to be quite an interesting week, quite an interesting end to the PSL title.
Yeah, let's have a look at this whole point of contention around AmaZulu. So Benny McCarthy is he's coaching AmaZulu at the moment, right?
Correct.
And he is now they're in a very important segment of the competition. The fact that Benny McCarthy, that has been used as an excuse for this whole controversy around whether or not, coming from the critics, he should be named as National Bafana coach. Do you agree that is even justified?
Mm-hmm. It's quite difficult to point out because I'm a huge Bafana fan, although I reported him week in, week out. I'm also a huge Benny McCarthy fan. However, in the past decade, SAFA have appointed 15 coaches. The next coach will be the 15th coach. And that is a worrying statistic for a Bafana coach. Well, the past two coaches signed five-year deals. Stuart Baxter was less than 18 months in the jobs. Molefe Ntseke also signed a five-year contract. He was less than 18 months in the job. So it paints a picture of what type of football association is SAFA. Are they going to continue doing this to get quick results? You know, specifically in today's society, we're hoping for those quick type of results, not the long-term projects, which I feel that the next coach really needs that.
Hello, you there? Tashrik?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah.
But one question that has always fascinated me, and I think to the irritation of so many Bafana fans, because I'm very unpatriotic when it comes to Bafana, and don't throw down the phone on me now.
Tashrik, please. How can I change your
views? listen, I don't understand the logic when it comes to this, our national football team that has been performing dismally. They don't seem to be improving as much as they should. Why are we changing coaches so much? Surely that's creating instability. The guys can't connect with the new coach because there's just so much instability. And when do the players start taking some sort of responsibility for their weak performances?
Exactly. And I mean, it's sort of a confusing type of thing that has been going on under the, you know, SAFA sort of regime, because at the one end, you have, you know, coaches coming in and out, and we're seeing the statistic, as I pointed out, 15 coaches in 10 years. So that points to SAFA as to why they're doing this. And then again, a good point you also brought up, at some point, you also have to blame the players. But there's the factor where it's like the players, you need to understand at national level, a coach only gets to be with players every 2 to 3 months. And for every 2 to 3 months, they get to be with players for at least 2 weeks. And they play two games in those 2 weeks as well. And sometimes it's two friendly games, and sometimes it's qualifying matches for major tournaments. major tournament that Bafana Bafana missed out on at AFCON level as well, that takes place next year in Cameroon. So it's sort of like, it's quite a bit of a toss-up, but I personally believe that Fisher rocks from his head, and the head in this case is Safa. And it's been that way for, I could say a decade, but very longer than a decade as well. I mean, Benny McCarthy missed out on the chance of representing Bafana Bafana at the 2010 World Cup. He was arguably one of the best South African exports as well. Why missed that particular World Cup? They could have used his experience as well. We don't know. I mean, he was coming at the end of his career as well. But then a year later, he joined Orlando Pirates, and then he won the treble.
Yeah, yeah.
There was that. So he's now, you know, rightly so, the next guy to be reported as the next coach. A week or so ago, it was Carlos Queiroz. And we knew how that went off. That sort of fell down.
They're talking about Carlos Queiroz. So there's also Pitso Mosamani. There's Hugo Bruis and Herve Renard for this whole Bafana gig. But if Benny... McCarthy is selected as the coach of Bafana Bafana, what are the chances that he'll take people like Siyabonga Nomvete and Muneeb Josephs with him as part of his technical team?
So the reported rumor right now is that the unveiling of the coach will be on Wednesday. It fits perfectly because AmaZulu, they don't have any games coming up this week. There's also reports stating that Muneeb Joseph, who was a former teammate of Benny at Bafana level, as well as at Orlando Pirates, as well as Siyabonga Nomvete, who is one of the prolific scorers for Bafana Bafana as well, that he will take that sort of backroom star on Mazulu with him to Bafana Bafana. And it makes things sort of, you know, very rosy, you know, full circle for all these former players, you know, who've donned the Bafana Bafana jersey and now are back, but just in the dugout. And they've been faring pretty well, and I guess in this past 5 to 6 months, Benny McCarthy returned from Scotland at the start of December, only to be announced as AmaZulu coach in mid-December. Who AmaZulu are under new ownership now. They are very, you know, they're very healthy in terms of when it comes to money, and now they are forging this new path that Benny McCarthy has sort of changed in the last 6 months. I mean, they went from 13th position to first position on Saturday, and then on Sunday, unfortunately, Mamelodi Sundowns beat Orlando Pirates, pushing them back to second place.
I suppose Cape Town City must be kicking themselves now.
Yes, very much so. Very much so, kicking themselves as well. So much so that they put Jan Older, Rick Rink on administrative leave, something that I don't know what that is all about.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll watch this carefully and see what happens. And hopefully we'll have a new coach for the national team, Bafana Bafana. And hopefully we can win a darn game, man.
Yes. That's the thing. The only thing concrete right now is that Friday will surely happen. We don't know about whether or not Bafana Bafana will have a coach by Friday. That's the only concrete thing that I can say right now. We never know what's up.
Yeah, you never know with Safa. Tashreeq Vardeen is a journalist, sports journalist with Sports 24. Tashreeq, thank you so much for joining me on The Drive on Cape Talk.